When you eat one, what is the part that the chicken, that the children like to have of a chicken so that they can pull it apart to see how it'll break?
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone, okay. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, like the liver and the heart and gizzard and stuff? Chicken.
Giblet.
Giblet.
Okay. How about the inside parts of a pig or a calf that you eat?
Well, a pig would be chitlins and
liver.
Beef,
some folks eat the heart. We never did try it.
Okay. The part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in, you said it already, didn't you?
Intestine.
Chitlin. Okay. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is.
Feeding time.
Okay. Feeding time.
Feeding time.
To get them from the pasture to where you want them to come, how would you call a cow?
Soo cow, or get on the mule and go get them, the way I used to do, ride up to the upper place.
And run down.
Head them in.
Okay. How about to make them stand still if you were trying to milk them?
You have to feed them and then they'll stand still.
Okay. That makes sense.
Hi.
That's better way than talking to them. Okay. What about if you're calling a calf, do you call them anything else? Do you call them any
say,
different
calf, way? Sook calf, sook calf.
Okay. What do you say to the mules and horses to make them go left or right?
Gee and haw.
Okay.
Gee for right and haw for left.
Oh. Okay. How about calling horses, like getting them in from the pasture? Did you have a special call that you way you call them?
I don't remember.
Don't think you have.
No, we never did have.
They didn't turn them out. They kept them
in the
lot, and so we didn't have to call them.
One time, Papa had company, and he went down in the lot and took off his hat and doodled it around to make the mules run, and somebody had left a shovel lying in the lot, and the mule stepped in it, and it flew up and punked right through him there, and the poor thing died.
Oh, no. How what, it just stuck up
it
under?
Just rammed up in him.
Mm.
See, he was a running full tilt and stepped in the shovel, and that drug the handle up, and it went in his thing.
This is a horrible way for him to go. Good. What would you say to a horse if you're trying to get him to go?
Get up! Get up!
Okay. Is that when he's already moving or when he's standing still and you're just starting?
Well,
or is there any difference?
When he's standing, you tell him to get up. And of course, you want him to go fast, and you tap him with a whip or a line.
Say, come up, and
yeah.
Let your lines go up and down on him.
Okay. What would you say to stop him?
Whoa!